We start tonight where we started last night. And I'm sorry, if people are getting bored of this, please tell us. 133693, new number 133693. I can't for the life of me, Matt, compute what has happened with the different messages coming from the federal and state governments. Now hear me out.
This is over the tennis.
This is over whether unvaccinated players are going to be allowed in Australia A, and then B, allowed to play in the Australian Open. It continued today. And I've got a bit of a theory here, so just stick with me.
Okay.
This is Brett Sutton, our Chief Health Officer, earlier today.
Not ultimately my call as to whether they're allowed into the country, but if they are, we will manage that risk, and I think it'll be managed just as robustly if an unvaccinated person is there to go through that full quarantine period. At the end of that 14 days, if they haven't developed illness, then they're not going to be a risk in the same way that a fully vaccinated person is a much lesser risk.
Okay, so the Chief Health Officer says that if unvaccinated players come to Australia, I quote, we will manage that risk.
Mm.
And then the Premier, Daniel Andrews, straight after that comment, got up and said this.
To my mind, I can't understand why the Commonwealth Government would let anybody in that was not an Australian and had not been double-dose vaxxed. We've got a very small cap on unvaccinated Australians, either permanent residents or citizens coming back, 250 a week. They have to go through the hotel quarantine system. And, you know, let's not put any more pressure on that by having people come here who could be vaccinated. It wouldn't make any sense to me that the Commonwealth Government would do different to what the Immigration Minister made very clear the other day.
Okay, so then the Premier says it wouldn't make any sense if the federal government changed their mind.
It's not us. It's the federal government.
Now, if anyone needs a reminder, Alex Hawke, who was the federal immigration minister, had this to say last week when directly asked if a tennis player was unvaccinated, if they would be allowed into the country.
You'll need to be double vaccinated to visit Australia. That's a universal application, not just to tennis players. I mean, that's every visitor to Australia will need to be double vaccinated. Our health advice is that when we open the borders, everyone that comes to Australia will need to be double vaccinated. I have a message to everybody that wishes to visit Australia. You'll need to be double vaccinated.
Every visitor to Australia will need to be double vaccinated.
Mm.
Now, that could not be clearer.
So that means they're not coming.
Now, the fact that the Premier and the Chief Health Officer today basically said two different things staggered me.
Yeah.
Now, it's got nothing to do with politics. Please take that out. I'm a sports journalist. I understand that. It staggered me for the reason about the tennis.
Yeah.
This is the same Chief Health Officer that has essentially been advising our government on the harshest lockdown that the world has ever seen. Now, whether you agree with that or not is over here. I'm leaving that for different topics. Tom Elliott can talk about that tomorrow. But the fact remains, we have a Chief Health Officer saying, if they're unvaccinated, we can manage it.
Yeah.
Well, that to me is...
Oh, it's a departure from everything that we're doing and everything we've done with the vaccines. To me, Sam, it's just a bit of buck passing. It's not us, it's the federal government. Yes, the federal government can make the decision to allow them in and they serve their 14-day quarantine. Yes, they can. But then the state government could say to Novak Djokovic, if Novak Djokovic is not vaccinated, yes, you can come to Victoria, Novak, but you can't set foot in the Melbourne Park. You can't go to a bar. You can't go to a retail store.
You can't go to a cafe.
You can't go anywhere. So you can just walk around in the open with your mask on. That's all you can do. So the state government and, I suppose, Tennis Australia, they have to make some decisions as well if the federal government allow him in. So I think they're just trying to, you know, pass the buck a little bit. Maybe the federal government, oh, well, it's up to Victoria. Well, they both have to make a call. Federal government makes a call, you can come in, and the state government makes the call whether or not he or other players can play.
So I'm missing something here. I must have missed something. The federal government made the call. The call has been made. Let's play the immigration minister one more time last week, Matty, behind the glass, if we can.
You'll need to be double vaccinated to visit Australia. That's a universal application, not just to tennis players. I mean, that's every visitor to Australia will need to be double vaccinated. Our health advice is that when we open the borders, everyone that comes to Australia will need to be double vaccinated. I have a message to everybody that wishes to visit Australia. You'll need to be double vaccinated.
Now, unless the
that was last week, though, unless something's changed.
Unless the federal government do a Hawthorne with the Alistair Clarkson and Sam Mitchell handover and say, well, actually, the circumstances have changed, yeah, and Clarko doesn't really want to coach, and we don't want him to coach. And unless they do that, now I'm making light of it because it's sport. They couldn't do that.
No.
There's been tens of thousands of Australians trying to get back to their home and haven't been able to.
Yep.
Right? So they've been told to get double vaxxed. Get double vaxxed, we can bring you home.
Yep.
And now there's, now, again, I'm not trying to put pressure on the federal government here. That's for the state government to work out. The fascinating thing in all of this is that Tennis Australia is standing there in the middle going, oh, we don't really want to be part of this. We're just, yeah. No,
we'll send a sneaky memo off to our women's players just to give them a bit of a heads up, but we don't know what's going on. It's a bit of a
mess.
They
want the best players.
They do.
I want the best players. You probably want the best players. But Australians deserve to have some clarity as to whether all players get the same treatment or not.
And Victorians, you know. So if you're at the moment under the rules, if you're not double vaxxed, you can't go in to watch the tennis. But potentially we could have players playing who are not vaxxed at all. And I want to ask that question to our listeners, 133-693. That's that new phone number,
yes.
Sam. If Novak Djokovic is not there, and if there's a raft of players that don't come to Melbourne Park and play at the Australian Open, will that stop you from going?
Because will you go? Yep.
I don't think so. I think people just love the event. And if Novak's not there and some other superstars aren't there, I don't think
even
it would affect
Tsitsipas and Medvedev and
Zverev. I don't think so. I could be wrong. I'd love to hear from our listeners, 133-693. If all those star players, because they're not double vaxxed, don't come and are banned from attending Melbourne Park, would you still come? Would it stop you from going to watch the Australian Open?
Sam's on the road to kick us off. G'day, Sam. Sam, try us again.
What a rule of the week. Makes it a bit hard to understand. But insofar as the tennis goes, if these guys don't want to be injected or vaccinated, that's their prerogative. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. There's no skin off their nose to miss a tournament. There are other countries in the world where you can actually enter based on negative COVID tests.
Yeah.
Maybe if the tennis opens, they're an absolute failure because no one comes. They won't play in Australia in the future. Who knows? Our loss. I don't care. These guys are worth millions. That doesn't really bother them.
No, I disagree with you, Sam. I agree with some points, but I'll tell you this right now. Novak Djokovic sitting on 20 Grand Slams alongside Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer, who are both coming, he will care. Trust me. Stuart's in Ballarat. G'day, Stuart.
Yeah, g'day. I just believe that the confusion with the public, it all comes from the media. Because you guys just report what you want to report, you sensationalise it all and confuse everybody.
Oh, rubbish. Rubbish, Stuart. Absolute garbage. The confusion comes from the misinformation that is being propagated by our different levels of government, does it not?
No.
So Stuart, you're not confused right now that the Federal Immigration Minister said if you're not vaccinated, you can't come, and then our own Chief Health Officer of our state says if you come but you're not vaccinated, we'll work through it.
So why does the media have to ask 20 different people the same question?
Because we ask the different questions to those who are able to answer it.
Yeah, but obviously they're not. Like, you just contradicted yourself because...
No, I didn't.
The federal government minister, he should have the say. So why don't we ask some reporter that's out doing the weather? Why don't we get their opinion as well?
Stuart, you're not making any sense. Jade's in Victoria. G'day, Jade.
This can fly, not in Victoria. At the moment, people need to be vaccinated just to go to work, right?
Yeah.
How can they justifiably let in tennis players, right? Our country has a really bad history of letting so much fly when it, for quote-unquote sports people, yeah?
Mm.
If this has got to do with money, the Victorian government needs to lay down because this is crap. People now, your everyday person, is not allowed to go and earn a living for their family if they make a choice, right?
Yep.
I'm not pro, anti, none of it. I want people to live their lives. If this has all got to do with money, the federal and state government should be ashamed of themselves. This is all it's got to do with. If people want to come to Australia, they need to be double vaccinated. Rule simple. I don't care if it's Tennis Australia or the Pope. I don't care. That is the standard. You come here, you get double vaccinated. You don't want to get vaccinated, you don't come. You miss out on your Grand Slam title and you go play somewhere else. If he wants to come, that's it. No ifs, buts, or maybes. They just need to put a firm line down on it and be done with it.
Jade, it's the call of the week so far. Hang on, speak to Lawrence on the phone. We'll get you a spinal ease pillow. You might need a bit of a rest after that rant as well. I really enjoyed it. I think Jade speaks for a lot of people, and I'm not saying that she speaks for everyone.
There'll be a lot of angry people if the fans have to be double vaxxed, and there are players out there playing on centre court that aren't vaccinated at all.
See, look, I know that politics is in part a game of communication. I get that. And I want Novak Djokovic to come as well, because I'm a selfish sports journalist who wants the best players to be there, right? I'm happy to put my hand up. Of course, I've got a dog in the fight, for want of a better term. But I think Jade is the person you have to listen to.
Yep.
Jade is the Victorian that a lot of people agree with. Well, how can it be one rule for this, one rule for the other? The federal government has made a decision that if you're not double vaxxed, you're not coming. Now, I can understand the state government wants the best players there. I can understand that Tennis Australia probably want them there more. But surely after the federal government says that, well, the answer is they're not coming.
Who knows? It might change again tomorrow.